Among the many groups in Massachusetts and nationally waiting to figure out what the policies of President-elect Donald Trump will mean are educators. It's an area where the real estate developer has no record. But his Vice President, Mike Pence, has an extensive education record as governor of Indiana. For a look at what it might tell us, we connected with former WBUR education reporter Peter Ballinon Rosen, who now covers education for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Peter told us Pence's Indiana policies appear popular with the president-elect.
A lot of what Trump is proposing for education is what Governor Mike Pence has already done, but on steroids. It's a lot bigger. One of the main education priorities in Trump's 100-day plan is to end Common Core nationally. Indiana, under Pence, was the first state to reject the Common Core standards created by a national group of governors and policy experts. Pence, at the time, said the standards should be created by the state for the state.
Another big push from Donald Trump is for expanding school choice, letting parents send their kids to public charter or even private schools outside of their home district using state or federal dollars to help pay for it. What's Mike Pence's stance on that?
When it comes to school choice, Indiana is truly where it's at. Right now, Indiana has the largest school choice program in the nation. And under Pence, that program really exploded. In 5 years, the program, which pays for children's private school using state dollars, it grew from 4,000 kids to 30,000 kids. And that's largely because Pence helped expand the program from just serving low-income families to including middle-income families also, and he removed a cap on the number of participating students. But he's also championed pre-K vouchers also, so vouchers at all ages, to let low-income families use state money to pay for preschool. And when we talk about school choice, we have to mention charter schools. And he's also made Indiana a lot easier for charter schools.
Tell us about the reaction to all this, the reaction to much expanded school choice and Pence efforts behind it.
So there have been some critiques that this voucher program channels state money to fund religious education. That's a lot of the private schools out here. And public school advocates say both the private school voucher program and the charter schools take away money from public schools. But on the other side of that, many of the leading charter and school choice advocacy groups, they rank Indiana as the best place in the nation for what they're interested in. We should note that in Massachusetts, there have been pushes for similar school choice expansions. Groups like the Pioneer Institute have been advocating for this in Massachusetts.
What do you think we might expect from Donald Trump on this nationally?
So the specifics are still up in the air, but on the campaign trail, Trump advocated for this big $20 billion school choice program that would allow low-income families to use federal dollars to send their children to public, charter, or private schools beyond their home school district. Where that money will come from or how feasible this is, that remains to be seen. But one of his priorities in his 100-day plans is to start redirecting money within the education department.
Changing topics, whether transgender students can access bathrooms that match their gender identity, it certainly has been a contentious topic lately. Where has Mike Pence been on that in Indiana?
So earlier this year, the Obama administration told public schools that they are obligated to treat transgender students based on their gender identity. And when that happened, Mike Pence said that the federal government has no business getting involved in issues of that nature. He didn't exactly speak to transgender students, but he's a socially conservative Republican, and he's very much about maintaining states' control over local issues. He said that should be decided by local schools within the state.
Let me ask you about federal education secretary. As I understand it, a few people associated with Mike Pence and education in Indiana have been floated as possible picks for the post. Can you tell us about that?
Right. So former Indiana Superintendent Tony Bennett is one name that has been swirling around lately. He's the one who set up Indiana's private school voucher program, and he helped expand the charter presence here. A little bit about him. He lost a re-election bid in Indiana for that top education official position. It's an elected position here. And he got a job as Florida Education Commissioner. At the time, Bennett was a rising school reform star, but he was then hit with an ethics scandal when emails revealed discussions involving him and changing the state rating of a charter school whose founder donated to his campaign. Now, another person with those ties to Pence and to education right here in Indiana that's swirling as an option is U.S. Representative Luke Messer. His staffer was actually Trump's education advisor on the campaign trail, And like Bennett and like Trump and like Pence, Messer is a big school choice guy. He has already introduced federal legislation, which would allow states to use federal money to expand school choice. And that's exactly what Trump has proposed in his big $20 billion plan.
Well, considering the Trump transition team is naming new names for federal posts by the day, it seems, maybe we'll know soon on Education Secretary.
Perhaps.
Peter Balanon Rosen, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Great to be back, Bob. Nice to hear from you.